One way the guerrilla war there is being funded is through the illegal drug trade. Afghanistan is the poppy-growing capital of the world, but the government says its poppy eradication program is working. Counter-narcotics Minister General Hodaidat in Kabul says officials have destroyed 26 square miles of poppy crops.
At this stage, we are in the... Just we finished the pre-planting campaign. Till now, we have eradicated almost 6,800 hectares in all over Afghanistan.
When you say you've begun the pre-planting campaign, actually, what does the eradication strategy involve? I mean, are you going out in the field and speaking directly with farmers? And how does it work?
Pre-planting campaign means we are making councils and shuras from the people of the same province. And we are using the mullahs, elderly people, good people, secular people, important people in the provinces.
And what incentives are you giving to the farmers not to plant poppies?
We are not giving compensation to the farmers. This is an Islamic country. The poppy cultivation is not allowed by our religion. It is not allowed by the Quran. It is not allowed by the Constitution. It is not allowed by the decree of the president.
And yet, sir, more than 90% of the opium in circulation in the world comes from Afghanistan.
Yes, that you are right, that absolutely. But it comes due to the pressure of the terrorism, Al-Qaeda, Taliban, insurgents, drug traffickers, and corruption in Afghanistan. We are not giving compensation to the farmers to grow poppy, but we are explaining to the people not to grow. It is not allowed. It is spoiling your security. It is spoiling your reconstruction in Afghanistan. It is make violence.
Are you basically trying to convince farmers to stop growing poppies through education? And if you had the resources, you would try and provide incentives, but there are no resources right now.
Exactly. The government of Afghanistan, we have got nothing to give to the farmers.
General Hodaidat, there are claims that the Taliban is using drug money to buy surface-to-air missiles. Is that true?
This is absolutely true because the enemy, they are always thinking to find some good weapons for them to shoot down the helicopters, the drug supporting the terrorism, drugs supporting the warlords.
Opium use is also on the rise, and it's been a function, perhaps, of the worsening mental health, the situation among the population, which your own health minister blames on war, poverty, and heroin. How is your own Office of Counter-Narcotics liaising with the Ministry of Health in dealing with the readily available heroin in Afghanistan?
We are very much closely working with the Ministry of Health. We have a drug demand reduction and treatment of addicts directorate here. We have established 40 clinics and hospitals all over Afghanistan. The drug is not only the problem of Afghan people or Afghan government. This is a worldwide problem. When there is drugs, there will be violence, there will be terrorism, there will be Al-Qaeda.
I would think that the United States probably believes that you have to defeat Al-Qaeda first. Do you think you see eye to eye with the U.S. government on this?
The drug money goes to the hands of terrorism and Al-Qaeda. They are buying arms and ammunition for them. If you defeat the Taliban, their resources will be very less.
General Hodaidat, Afghanistan's Minister for Counter-Narcotics, thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you.